Welcome to Clade, the covert league of animal detective experts.
Sam Snow.
Kid Casey.
The creature cases.
The undercover hyena.
G'day, citizen. Wally Bangler, Knights of Ranger, on patrol.
Wally, dear, will you be home for supper?
Might be a little late, ma'am. I'm on patrol.
Whoop, whoop.
What's that sound here? Is your tummy upset again?
A hyena? I wonder what he's running from.
Oh, it's just a dust devil.
A dust devil? Oh, my, that doesn't sound very nice.
Not to worry, Mum. I'll just fly under it. No, around it, yes.
Ron, begin recharging solar batteries.
Recharging solar batteries.
Recharging solar batteries. I sound just like him, right?
Wrong. You need to sound more machiney. More like Director Scratch.
Director Scratch? I was trying to sound like Ron.
No, I mean, look.
Oh, the director has a new creature case for us.
Agents, we've got a missing person in the African desert.
Wally Bungler?
We gotta find him! Wally's one of us!
May I remind you that Bungler is not an official agent of Clade. He was last seen swallowed up by a dust devil and... not again. Hello, Mrs. Bungler.
Hello! Have you found my Wally yet?
Not yet, but as I already assured you, Clade is on the case.
Don't worry, Mrs. Bungler. We'll find him.
Oh, he's such a delicate boy.
Yes, yes.
And he left without his rain boots. Oh, and he didn't even take his big jumper.
Mm-hmm.
Thought I'd pack it, but
good
he
luck,
did
agents.
Take his extra pants.
Now arriving at destination biome. African desert.
Now arriving at destination biome. Bong bing. African desert.
Getting better.
Not really. You need to sound more machiney.
No sign of Wally. This desert looks deserted.
I downloaded Wally's last message to his mum. Maybe there's a clue there.
I'm on patrol over the African desert.
Did you hear that? Play it again.
What is that sound?
I don't know, but now I hear it nearby. There! Hyena!
That sound he made, it was on the recording. He must have been there when Wally disappeared.
Follow that hyena! Whoa, a whole clan of hyenas. Maybe they can tell us what happened to Wally.
Only one way to find out. Hello there, hyenas. I wonder if any of you has seen our friend.
Invaders, this area belongs to our clan. Keep away or else.
Sam... Hyenas don't trust outsiders like us. They'll only talk to members of their own clan.
Then how will we question them?
Maybe we have to go undercover.
You mean disguise ourselves as a hyena? How?
I got an idea.
Are you sure I'm the one who should be doing this? Aren't hyenas more like foxes?
Actually, hyenas are more like cats. Just go in there, show them your spots, and once they trust you, ask about Wally. Simple.
Yeah, simple. All right, I'm ready. Let's hope I can imitate a hyena as well as I can imitate Ron.
Right. Sam, wait. Now you're ready. I'll be listening in through our radios. I got your back, partner.
Hey there, fellow hyena. By any chance, have you seen a flying squirrel around here?
Where you come from? I don't like the look of your spots.
Wait, let me guess. You want to join our clan?
Yes, that's right. Good guess. I can see why you're the leader.
Huh, not so fast. You can join us if you pass the 3 tests.
Tests?
Yeah, tests.
No problem. I was the top test taker in the history of Clade. My old clan.
Oh, careful, Sam.
For the first test, you must make a whoop. The whoop is the way we call our clan, even from far away.
Whoop?
What was that? I can't hear you.
That was just a warm-up. Here I go. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
That's not a whoop. What kind of hyena are you?
Yeah. Shit. I'm not sure I can do this.
I got an idea. Turn your radio speaker up.
Way up.
Thanks, Kate.
No problem. Keep this up and we'll find Wally in no time.
Test number 2. Scavenging for food. We hyenas are famous for being able to eat anything. You must prove yourself by eating whatever we find, no matter what.
No matter what.
Uh-oh. Sam, I know you're a fussy eater. But hyenas eat some pretty gross stuff. Bugs, old rotten food, even bones.
Ooh, I found something real nasty.
Be prepared for anything. Huh? Oh, no. Lost the signal. Gotta get closer. Sam needs me.
A mango?
Yeah, I know. Fruit. Yuck. Nowhere near as good as a juicy mound of beetles.
If you want to be part of our clan, you've got to eat it.
Eat it.
Mmm. Poor Sam. Whatever he's eating must be really gross.
Nice. That was horrible.
I can't believe he ate the whole thing.
2 tests down. What's next?
This is the last and most important test. Protecting our territory. There's an invader nearby.
Invader?
I smell it over there. It's been spying on us all day. To join our clan, you must go and fight it.
Fight it?
Yeah, fight it. So it goes away.
Fight it.
Be careful, Sam. Hyenas take on some pretty tough creatures. It could be a honey badger.
Or a lion. Or a...
Kit?
Sam? What in the bully? Where's the invader?
Don't you see? You're the invader.
Me?
What do we do? They expect me to fight you and scare you away.
Huh. I got an idea.
Oh, no, not another one.
What's taking him so long?
Maybe he's just not tough enough.
There! I'm gonna teach you a lesson, hyena style.
You're the toughest hyena I've ever met.
Watch it, kid.
Sounds like that thing's putting up quite a fight. Get that invader out of here!
And don't you come back.
You win. I give up.
I don't think we'll be seeing that hideous creature ever again.
Really? Impressive. Very impressive. You passed all 3 tests. You are now a member of our clan.
Sam, now's your chance. Ask them about Wally.
Oh, right.
Say, fellow clanmates, Have any of you seen...
I was wrong about you. I do like the look of your spots. In fact, they look exactly like mine.
Whoop! Something's wrong. Every hyena has their own special set of spots. No two are ever the same. He's no hyena. He's an invader.
Stop! We're not invaders.
Hey! I thought you got rid of this.
Whatever it is.
The truth is, she's my friend.
You might even say we're a clan.
A clan?
Yeah, that's right.
A clan, huh? It takes a tough clan to take us on. Respect.
Phew.
But what are you doing here in our territory?
We're looking for another member of our clan.
Hey, we saw that guy. He flew right into a dust devil.
That sounds like Wally, all right.
Which way did the dust devil go? We'll show you. This way. Look! It's Wally!
Hello! Wally Bungler, at your service! I mean, help! Oh.
Come on, clan, let's give that tree a good shake.
Whoop, 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 whoop! Make way for Wally!
Hey, Sam. Hey, Kit.
Hi, Wally.
Hey, other guys.
You may not have spots, but you're welcome in our clan anytime.
Well, Kit, that's another creature case closed. Whoop!
Whoop!
Wally, dear! Is that you?
Yeah!
Mice Squad, fact file.
Dill.
Jill.
Status.
Chill.
System settings.
Set to thrill.
Update, hyenas.
Fact file.
Spotted hyenas live in groups called clans, usually led by a female.
Members of a clan talk to each other with a whoop sound.
Fact file.
Hyenas aren't picky eaters.
In fact, they'll eat just about anything.
Fact file.
Every spotted hyena has a unique set of spots.
That means no two hyena spots are the same.
Error. Upload incomplete.
How to fix it?
Move your feet.
Fact file. Fact file.
Fact
file.
Yeah.
The stranger in the burrow.
Watch this.
You go get it. It's your ball.
You're the one that kicked it.
I'm not getting it. Everyone says a ghost moved in down there.
Aw, there's no such thing as ghosts. It's just an old hallway.
Ghost!
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 Ghost! Ghost!
Oh, my!
Everybody!
Oh!
Kit?
Sam, this is my room too, you know. Why do we always have to listen to your music?
Because your music's way too loud.
Well, your music's way too... Hey! Look! The clay crest!
I'm not falling for that old trick.
Huh?
Director Scratch has a new case for us! Hi, Director Scratch.
Sorry. Kit was trying to change the music and I was...
Agent Snow, you haven't heard good music until you've heard this.
That's,
very, interesting music.
So you, have a new case for us?
Indeed I do, agents. The Mice Squad just sent these images.
Huh. What are all those underground animals doing above ground?
Something has moved into their shared burrow, and it has everybody spooked.
Spooked? What kind of animal is it?
No one knows, but some of the residents think it's a ghost.
Well, we know there's no such thing as ghosts.
We'll figure out who this mystery creature is.
Good luck, agents. Clade is counting on you.
Now arriving at destination bio. North American grasslands.
Thanks, Ron.
Afternoon, ma'am. I'm Agent Sam Snow.
And I'm Agent Kit Casey. We're from Clade. You can call me Granny. Everyone does. Welcome to my burrow. This is your burrow, ma'am? I mean, Granny?
Well, I dug it, but I share it with all these critters here. I'm a gopher tortoise, and the burrows we dig are very popular. We all lived peacefully here until that ghost moved into apartment 5 and scared everybody.
What did the ghost look like?
Well, it was dark, but I could swear I saw big yellow eyes, and I heard strange, spooky noises.
Don't worry, Granny. We'll figure out what it was. We'd better split up and talk to the other residents.
Hi there. Can you tell us what happened in there?
What you saw, what you heard, anything.
It tried to blast us with lasers.
Well, I was minding my own business, watching my stories when I heard the ruckus.
It was kind of big,
but kind of small.
I'd say it was medium-sized.
It nearly scared the crickets out of me. I didn't get a good look at it, except for its eyes.
It had big, spooky eyes.
Big, spooky yellow eyes.
With laser beams, I think.
And I heard a strange, spooky sound. A sort of rattle. No, wait, a hiss.
Yeah, a rattling hiss.
Hiss. A rattling hiss. Very unsettling, don't you know?
I think we can rule out laser eyes. But everyone does agree the creature's eyes are big and yellow.
And they all mentioned the same sound, a rattling hiss.
Hiss!
I think I got it.
It almost sounds like a...
Attention, everybody! There is not a ghost in your burrow. I repeat. There is not a ghost.
Ew. Ooh,
thank you.
But there could be a rattlesnake.
Oh, my. A rattlesnake? That's even worse than a ghost.
There's only one way to find out for sure. Come on, Kit.
Apartment 5 is this way.
Ugh, what is that smell?
What smell? Oh, this could be an important clue. Smells like dung?
Dung. You mean poop?
Yep.
Dung. Why does it always have to be dung?
Sam, we can't just barge into that apartment. Rattlesnakes are venomous and can be very dangerous if they're cornered.
What we need is a snake trap. That'll take some time to build.
Or we could use these.
Can't the snake just avoid the box?
Not if we cover the floor with this slippery snake spray. When the snake tries to slither on it,
it will slip and slide right into the box.
There's our snake.
Whoa, too much slippery spray.
Sam!
Gotcha!
Huh?
Where'd it go?
That way!
No, this way! Over there!
That way!
I gotcha!
I don't gotcha!
It's heading for the trap!
Sam? Did you get him? Sam, what in the woolly world?
It gave me the slip. And whatever that thing was, it's definitely not a rattlesnake.
It's not?
No. I saw it running away on two legs, and it had...
Feathers!
This case is getting more mysterious by the minute. We have no choice. We have to go into apartment 5.
Sam, don't move. Tiny bugs. Sam, I think I figured out who's scaring everybody.
You know that from looking at dung. I'm impressed. And kind of grossed out.
It's not a ghost or a rattlesnake. The mystery critter has yellow eyes, feathers, and two legs. It likes to collect dung and lives underground. It's gotta be an owl.
An owl? Don't owls live in trees?
Not burrowing owls. Burrowing owls live in underground tunnels, just like this one.
Makes sense. But what about all the dung everywhere?
Burrowing owls collect animal dung to attract bugs to eat. And they can sound just like a rattlesnake when they want to scare away other animals.
Or keep clade agents off their trail.
Exactly. Time to meet this new neighbor once and for all.
Drop the act, burrowing owl. We know you're in there.
Agents of Clade, sir. Can you open the door, please?
Go away and leave me alone.
I'm afraid we can't do that. We need you to show your face so your neighbors can see they have nothing to worry about.
Mind your own business.
How do we get him out of there?
Could be time for a little good agent, bad agent. Guess he's not coming out. Better clean up all this dung.
Oh, no. Don't do it, Sam. Do you know how long it took him to collect all that dung?
Hey, you leave my dung collection alone, you hear me?
I'm sorry, sir, but my partner here feels like doing a little spring cleaning. And when he wants to clean, there's no stopping him.
I'll make this floor spotless.
No, not my dung.
Gotcha. So this is the fella who was causing all the trouble?
There's nothing to be afraid of, folks. Your new neighbor's not a ghost or a rattlesnake.
Just a harmless burrowing owl. And he does not have laser eyes.
I just wanted to be left alone. And I would have got away with it if it weren't for these meddling agents and their shovel.
Mr. Owl, if you had just asked me, I would have dug you your own section of the burrow. Far enough away for privacy, but close enough for company when you want it.
Company? That actually sounds pretty nice. Could you do that for me, please?
Of course. Just try your best to be a good neighbor. And, keep any dung out of the hallway.
I will. I promise.
If Sam and I can live together, I'm sure you can live with these nice folks.
Sorry.
There you go.
Thanks, mister. Maybe you can play with us sometime.
Another creature case closed. We can listen to your music on the way home, Kit.
Thanks, Sam. But we can listen to yours.
I insist.
No, I insist.
I insist.
I insist.
I insist.
I insist.
I insist.
Actually, it's kind of catchy.
It really is.
Yeah!
Mice Squad, fact file.
Bill.
Jill.
Status.
Chill.
System. Settings.
Set to thrill.
Update. Burrowing owls.
Fact file.
Burrowing owls don't live in apartments, but they do live underground.
Sometimes they move into burrows dug by other animals.
Sad.
They can make lots of different noises.
Even a hiss that sounds like a rattlesnake.
Sad.
It sounds weird, but burrowing owls collect animal dung.
It helps attract bugs for them to eat. Yuck.
Error. Upload incomplete.
How to fix it?
Move your feet.
Sad file.
Yeah!